What's good? What's good, baby? It's your boy Kai Boogie. You know that I sweat, and I am back with a banger, baby. I am back with a banger. First and foremost, let me start out with an apology. I apologize for not bringing that heat to you guys. I've had a lot on my plate, and let me get this out of the way. Emotions fucking suck. Emotions suck. Learn to control them. Let them be free. Because there's just been so much shit that I've been trying to balance. And when I say there's so much shit, I don't mean in a negative way. I love having a lot to try and balance. Because once I put my mind to something and I really want to achieve it, I know that I can do it. And also, being that I'm trying to balance all of these things, failure comes into the picture. And I believe that in order to be great, you have to fail. You have to. And so many people run away from it because they're scared of the outcome. But it's like, let me put it to you this way. Let's say you want to ask your parents something, but you don't know what their answer will be. You not asking them is just like them saying no. So it's like, why not ask, see what happens, and then whatever the result is, you alter that result after the result comes out. And that's what I've been, I won't say I've been dealing with that, but I've been looking forward to failure just so it can bring me back to reality and teach me more humbleness. And a lot of people don't realize that failing is the best thing you can ever do. Best thing you can ever do. Best thing you can ever fucking do is fail. And which is why I'm trying so many new things, because I still don't know my purpose. We're young. Even if you aren't young, you don't need to know your purpose today, tomorrow. Timing is everything. When the time is right, it will come. And to stem off of that, the reason I've been targeting the word fail so much is because I've been trying to balance a bunch of things on my plate. If you guys don't know, I started a sneaker page. Go check that out. Shoes, S-H-O-E-S underscore by B-Y underscore Boogie, B-O-O-G-I-E. On Instagram, go check that out. Great deals, I'm letting go of shoes, all of that. And I've also been boxing. And to touch on the boxing aspect, I actually have a fight this upcoming Saturday. I'll get some information out to you guys if you want to tune in, pull up, whatever the case may be. But that is what I've been trying to balance. I've been trying to balance it, and it's not easy. It's not easy at all, but I know that in order to figure out your purpose, you need to try a bunch of things. Try a bunch of things. Try them. There should be a point in life to where it's like, you're like, what the fuck? Like, is this shit even, can I even achieve this? That's how high you should set your goals, to where you know you can achieve it, but it's so outer space. It's like, wow, I'm fucking crazy. I'm fucking crazy, but I love being fucking crazy, because me setting these goals makes me come out of my comfort zone. They make me do things that I know that I'm capable of, but I'll need this to get me there. And I'm not comfortable with boxing by any means at all. That shit is hard. That shit, it's mentally tough. And that's what I love about it. It's mentally tough. It makes me push, and it makes me do things that I'm very uncomfortable with. I'm new to selling sneakers. I've been denied by a bunch of people, but that's not going to stop me from trying to sell these sneakers and make an honest living. And to touch on that, I've been fucking emotional, very emotional. And I don't mean crying or lashing out, but internally emotional. Like, I always catch myself thinking, and sometimes that's the worst thing I do to myself. I overthink things. And the reason I overthink, people think overthinking is bad. Let me not contradict myself. It's not the worst thing. Me overthinking kind of helps me in a sense that it shows me that I believe in myself, and I know that if I'm not where I want to be, I will get there because I have that drive under, I have that drive and that spark under my ass, because I've always been the type to feel like I need a result ASAP. I could start something 1 week and expect to have those results, but that's the type of person I am. That's what I expect from myself, to be better every day and for results to come quick. And that's not reality. It's not. But I'm going to keep that mindset because I know that will make me push even harder to be better at what I'm doing. Perfect example. Last night at like 12 o'clock. It's 12 o'clock at night. I have work the next morning. And I just felt like I didn't fulfill my full potential for Monday. And I'm just in bed thinking to myself, like, what the fuck, Kyan? You don't get this day back tomorrow. So why not be the best that you can during this day? So I got my ass up at 12 o'clock in the morning. Went my ass to the gym, hit some crazy cardio, hit the bag, worked on my footwork. And that just relieved me of so much. Like, relieved me of so much. I was internally just in my head yelling, screaming, crying, and doing that just lifted so much off of my shoulders, lifted so much off of my shoulders, and I just felt so much better. And today was rough for me too, emotionally, which is why I felt the need that if I can become more personal with you guys and give you guys a rundown of everything I'm going through, it'll show you that I'm a human. Everyone sees me and sees me smiling, but I go through a bunch of shit day in and day out. I go through shit. I battle internally with my thoughts. I go through a lot of shit. But those who succumb to the negativity and all of that shit, those are the ones who don't succeed. And I realize I go through this shit, and I probably will go through this shit, but the thoughts that you think are what are the results that you get in your life. The thoughts that you think are the results that you get. And I've realized when I'm thinking positive, everything goes positive. When I'm thinking negative, everything goes negative. And we're only human, so the negative aspect is normal. But you have to be able to monitor that and know that you're thinking these negative thoughts, and what you think is the result you get. And I was just like, fuck, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. And then something sparked, and I'm like, you know what, instead of you fucking bitching about not doing this, get up and go to the gym now. You have a gym that's 24 hours. What's your reason to not? And just that in itself was just like, wow, what the fuck? Things, shit could be worse. I could not have a gym that I could go to. I could do this, I could do that, I could complain. Or I could get the fuck up and go use that energy towards something positive. And that's what I did. And granted, I got home at 3 o'clock, but 3 o'clock in the morning, but I felt so much better. I felt fulfilled. And it was just a fucking, I was happy. And that is my whole purpose of life, is to be happy, spread that happy and positivity towards others, because I've been through so much shit and I have no choice but to be happy. That's all I want to be, is happy. Being negative does nothing. It makes life fucking miserable. It makes it hell. It makes life shorter. Be happy. Show love. And I've learned to be happy from working, because I see so many people that I encounter that have never ever met me, and they're negative towards me, and it's just like they despise me. But I've realized that it's like, even if they despise you, if you physically didn't do anything to harm them, don't give them that energy. I'll smile in your, you could tell me you fucking hate me, I will smile in your face and tell you to have a wonderful day, and I hope things get better, because I know personally, I didn't make you hate me. That's something that you got going on with your life, and that's a reflection. That is a fucking reflection of what's going on in their life, which is why I try not to let it get to me. I try not to at all. And one other thing I love is that I have the ability to come onto this podcast and just talk to you guys, pour out how I'm feeling. I've always been the kid that let things build up. And I noticed that with me letting things build up, it's like a fuse. The fuse gets smaller and smaller, and then eventually, boom, I blow up. And I've learned from experience that I can't do that. I need to talk. I need to express how I'm feeling. I need to, even if I write it down, talk to myself, I feel better by doing that. And a lot of people don't realize that if you just talk to yourself or just talk and get it out, you feel so much better. Like, I feel a relief right now just talking to you guys. I feel such a relief. And there's no better feeling than that in the world, to feel relief. I feel so relieved. And I just feel amazing. And there's no better feeling than getting in tune with who you are as a person. And I feel like I'm starting to get in tune with myself. I still don't know my purpose as a human. I personally think my purpose is to inspire and talk to others and help others and show others that there's more to life than negativity and not chasing your dreams. Because I'm a perfect example. I've always lived by, and this is not to put any of my religious beliefs on anyone. Everyone has their own beliefs and what they believe in. But me personally, I was always taught that God gives his toughest battles to his strongest soldiers. And I'm a fucking soldier, because I've been through so much shit. I could have quit. I could have gave up. I still can. And there's still days where I'm like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I don't want to do this. Life is hard. But I've learned to monitor those and lessen those negative thoughts and bring in more positive thoughts. And I feel like that has helped me the most in becoming who I'm trying to become in today's age. I feel like, my bad, somebody fucking call me. This shit's not gonna get stressed out about it. Somebody call me, whatever. But I felt like I'm starting to realize my purpose and why I'm on this planet. Why I'm on this planet. I talk to people every day and I don't see it, but I bring joy to people. I make people happy. And there's no better feeling than being able to do that. And I never realized it. I was just always being myself. Never tried to do anything out of the ordinary. I'm myself, and it's either you like me or you don't. And I feel like just with all of these trials and tribulations, I'm starting to figure out my purpose and why I'm on this planet. And I honestly think God sent me here to show people that no matter what you go through, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm a firm believer of that. Firm believer of that. You can overcome anything. I've overcome so many things. And I just want my audience to realize that if you're going through something, fuck it. Go in the room, scream, yell. Get those fucking demons out, because it's no good. It's no good. Being happy is the best thing in the world. Being happy is the best thing that you can do in this world. And I'm starting to realize that. And right now, I'm smiling while I'm saying this, because earlier today, I was pissed. I'm in my thoughts. And then I had to monitor it, like I was saying earlier, and bring myself back to happiness. And there's no better feeling than that. I have the ability to talk to you guys and express my personal life. A lot of people see on social media what people show you. But I'm going to keep it real, because I'm human. I fuck up. I make mistakes. I cry. I go through shit. I'm human. And I want people to realize that being human is okay. We're not perfect. No one's fucking perfect. No one is perfect at all. And once we realize that, I feel like things will start to unfold. And the puzzle pieces will start to come together. And once you realize that, there's no better feeling in the world. And I just wanted to bring a little bit of knowledge to you guys. Let you guys know what I go through. I go through mad shit. I deal with a lot of shit. But I'm not going to let that break me. And remember, if there's anything that you take from this, happiness is key. If you wake up, check that shit off your box. Because not everybody is granted that. It's your boy, Kai Boogie. You know that I sweat. Love is love. Enjoy life. And be happy. All I ask is that you be happy. Love is love. It's your boy. I'm out of here.